Coming up on this, a very short episode, Colton and I talk about the 9th episode of Power Rangers Samurai and the 8th episode of Kaizoku Sentai Gokaiger. All this coming up on
Podcast Sentai Power Ninja!
Hello everybody and welcome to Podcast Sentai Power Rangers, the show where we talk about the Power Rangers and the Sentai upon which they're based. I'm your host, Naim Siddiqui, joined as always by my faithful monkey servant, Colton Clayton. How you doing, Colton? That's what I thought, Colton. Okay, so how are you having been doing, Colton? Anything going on special in your life? Anything Power Rangers-y happen?
Well, nothing Power Rangers-y, sadly. I mean, I haven't been transforming and fighting giant monsters inside Mecha. It's just sad I can use a little bit of that in my life, but, you know, otherwise, things are going good.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to be driving for a lot of the day tomorrow, and then I'm going to go to a contest for mathematics, so that'll be fun. Alright, so with the stuffage out of the way, let's get right into Power Rangers Samurai. Alright, folks, if you listen to our first episode, you know, we're going to talk about Power Rangers Samurai. But, you know, last episode we talked about the first 8 episodes. We gave, you know, all of our thoughts, you know, commentary, all that stuff. This is going to be a little bit less because we already talked about that stuff. We can't just give our initial thoughts again. So we're going to be talking about specific episodes this time. So without further ado, let's get into the 9th episode of Power Rangers Samurai, Test of a Leader.
What's the big deal? Jaden just has to use his special Shiba family symbol power to steal Master X.
It's not so simple. It takes unbelievable symbol power to make the seal permanent.
Okay, so in this episode we have a little bit of Bulk and Spike action at the beginning, where Spike falls in love with the Pink Ranger because she saves his life. And then Master Xandard realizes that he should be going after the Red Ranger, as the Red Ranger is the only one that can defeat him. So he sends all the Moogers and a bunch of Nylocks after Jaden. And Master G, Mentor G rather, tells them, hey guys, just so you know, this is what the problem is. And we get a little bit of, Kevin and the rest of the Rangers being, you know, moving towards the Sentai stuff, where they say, hey, we need to protect Jaden, we need to protect him. Just like in the Sentai, where it's for different reasons in this show. But it makes it easier to play around with that Sentai footage as opposed to like, hey, don't do this, or whatever, you know. They have to play with that. So, what did you think of this episode, Colton?
Well, I was actually fond of it. I like that we're finally getting to see a Bulk and Spike meet the Power Rangers up close and in person. I'm not sure if I particularly like the whole relationship thing that Spike is trying to go through, but it could lead to interesting areas, I think. It's certainly a possibility, anyways.
I quite enjoyed the beginning where Bulk and Spike leave and they start trying to fight the Moogers with bread and And an umbrella.
Yeah, they had to grow a spine at any time, but it'd been nice if they actually had their sword to at least try to fight.
I prefer bread and an umbrella.
What are they, Jackie Chan? Just grab whatever you can find nearby.
Exactly, man. If you can't fight with a bread and an umbrella, how can you be a samurai?
Well, apparently, they can't be a samurai because they ran several times.
Yeah, exactly.
I almost had high hopes of them actually, even in some small part, at least beating one or two of those guys.
Yeah, I mean, I could see them being competent enough to at least take one down, and then the rest of them would be like, oh my gosh. Like, be like, ha, and he goes, ah, and then turns around and fights them. Yeah, I could see that.
Definitely. Yeah, I like the battle where we get to see Jaden fight two enemies at the same time, even though they're not exactly on the same side.
Oh yeah, it wasn't really the same thing, though. It was a big three-way battle where they're all fighting each other, where,
they can't decide who should win.
Where Decker's fighting the Nylock because he wants to fight Jaden, but he's also fighting Jaden because he wants to fight Jaden. And then Jaden's fighting both of them because they're both really pretty much evil. And then the Nylock is fighting Jaden because he was told to, and he's fighting Decker because Decker's stopping him, I guess.
Yeah, the interesting thing about that fight is, I'm really interested to see how the final fight will go between Decker and the Red Ranger, because, like he pointed out, he wasn't at this prime because he was exhausted from all this battling, just constant battling with all the enemies. He never got a chance to really give him a good, beating.
Yeah.
Because did you see how, consider how good he was doing on a three-way battle, then after that he was just barely able to put up any of a fight against Decker.
Right.
He blew all of his energy in that last attack.
Yeah, sure, he was tired.
Sometimes you just have hopes. It's not a bad episode. I quite liked it, actually. It's just, you know, every fan has those hopes that you want certain things to go a certain way. But I'm not necessarily bothered with the direction they went.
Well, it's early stuff. It's like, you know, he finally realizes that, okay, Decker is someone he should probably need to fight. And the rest of the Rangers realize, oh, that's that random guy who came up to us the other day.
Oh, they were just so used to random people showing up in the middle of an episode for no reason to help them.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the fisherman guy.
Exactly.
This random guy, oh, you need some help, okay. They didn't question that maybe it might be an enemy.
Sure. I mean, you know, he just shows up like, hey, this is a samurai style, okay, I'm gone.
I'm not even sure if we can necessarily call him evil so much as just antagonistic.
Yeah, no, he's an anti-hero, but he wants to fight Jaden, so that, you know, it makes him a villain to Jaden, because he wants to fight him.
That doesn't necessarily make him an evil villain.
No, it doesn't make him a villain. You're right.
It's like a rivalry.
It's like Venom is there just to fight.
He's not just going around killing babies waiting for Power Rangers to show up. He's just waiting, taking his time, and when they show up, he fights, or if he can get to them, he fights, but you don't see him attacking people.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
That's an important differentiation to make between his character and the Nihlocks.
He's got
some form of integrity and honor.
Yeah, as we said, that's a big part of him. He's got the honor thing where he didn't fight Jaden because Jaden was at his weakest, and I don't even know if it's an honor thing as much as the fact that it's the blade, his blade. You know, I think he wants to do something with powering his blade or something, I guess.
Well, when you think about the fact that they are samurai, you think about the fact that even though he's not necessarily a traditional samurai, maybe he does follow some of that code because, you know, he's got the sword already. He fights that kind of style. You think at least he has some form of samurai honor.
Sure, and they ask him, and they ask him, are you a Nihlock? And he goes, I am Decker.
I like that part where he's just like, yeah, I'm just me. I'm neither on your side or on their side. I just want to fight this one guy.
Right, exactly. And I guess I'm it seems that maybe it has something to do with powering his blade or something like that in some way.
Yeah.
I did want to talk about a story note. Did we get this before, where they said that it's passed down from generation to generation, or have I missed that in the past six episodes, or
they
is that something that just added?
They have made references to the generation thing, and we see their parents training them, but we're never given specifically stated out stuff that, oh, well, this is generation to generation, and we don't know about specific clans or anything. I mean, for a pretty white-looking guy, apparently he's part of the Shiba clan, which is definitely
Japanese
word.
Yeah, well, I think my favorite thing is I'm fairly certain that when they showed their parents fighting, quote unquote, I'm fairly certain that was Sentai footage.
Only they just all coincidentally happened to de-transform with their backs turned and fall face down.
I'm fairly certain that their parents, quote unquote, are the Shinkengers. It is interesting to note that the Shiba clan is actually where Shinken Red was a member of the Shiba clan. Like it's not like they made the name of Shiba up. Shiba is the name of the Red Ranger from Shinkenger. So it seems like they're using those.
I just guess there just happens to be a lot of white people in the Shiba clan.
Yeah, it is a little strange that they have that, you know, it's a random white dude and he's a member of the Shiba clan, sure.
He could be adopted, who knows? We never see his parent.
Well, yeah, but you know how it works.
I guess I do.
that's how they gotta do it for the show.
Yeah. It's too expensive to make completely new footage, so just steal all you can.
Yeah.
But yeah, I generally like the episode. I enjoyed it. What about you?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. This is you know, we've gotten a lot of filler so far. I think most everything has been filler except for, you know, it's been all decent filler, but most everything so far has been filler. Except maybe the appearance of Decker, like that itself wasn't filler, but that episode was mostly filler. So in this, we're actually getting, like, this is actual story stuff, it seems.
Not necessarily filler, but it's building up the characters and showing their growth.
Well, but that is filler. Like, that is, like, filler can build up characters. Like, for example, we're both fans of Dragon Ball Z and,
filler never affects their characters in the end because it's not canon.
It depends. Some of it is. You know Toriyama. But that's a different show. This is all filler stuff. Like, it is honestly filler, but, But this episode specifically was not filler, clearly. This is story oriented. We're moving story forward. I did find it interesting. They left the samurai whatever dressed in their samurai outfits, and then they showed up on site. They changed between leaving and getting there. But you know, that's just a funny little thing I noticed. I thought, you know, we actually got some story stuff going on, and we got, you know, like they know who Decker is, and I guess we can spoil the end of the episode where Jaden walks off, clearly because he knows that he needs to fight Decker now because he doesn't want to have two enemies fighting him at the same time.
That and he doesn't want to get his friends killed.
Right, exactly.
Although something tells me in the original Sentai he just wanted to fight.
Right, yeah, sure.
I'm starting to get the general feel that the Sentai is basically just, I'm alone with this guy.
Well, I mean, you know, they are, like, actually, you know, finding decent ways to merge the two footage together, where it's like, hey, we need to protect him because he's the one who can save us, as opposed to, hey, we need to protect him because this guy is our lord or whatever.
I definitely see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Alright, so that's it for Samurai, so I guess we'll move into the real Japanese stuff with Kaiju Sentai, Go Kaiju. Okay, guys, April 10th was a new episode of Gokaiger. Supai Shosakusen? Little Spy Tactics is a rough translation.
なんと?そのためには34のスーパー戦隊の大いなる力が必要だっていうのに、僕たちが手に入れたのは?まだ、たったの3つですよね。そう、たったの3つ!
This is kind of filler, but it's kind of pushing it to the next episode filler, where they fight the villain, but then at the end they find out that they need to find an island in the sky. So as opposed to normally, it's like in the beginning of the episode they're told, hey, this is what you need to find, and then through the episode they go find it. As opposed to this episode where they found out at the end of the episode, hey, this is what you need to find. This episode was featuring voice actor Shigeru Chiba, who you might best know for playing Raditz in Dragon Ball Z. He also played Emperor Pilaf in Dragon Ball. He also played Colton, you should know this, in your favorite show. What's that? He was the narrator in Fist of the North Star, or what's the real name, Colton?
Hokuto no Ken.
Yeah, that. And yes. You know, he's well known. He's Buggy in One Piece. He's played a lot of Kuwabara in Yu Yu Hakusho. He's a big name voice actor. Seiyu, rather, would be the proper term. And so yes, he played, I believe, the elder brother, which interestingly enough I liked that speaking of Yu Yu Hakusho, they had sort of a Tagura brothers thing going on there. Except, you know, a little more comedic. Yeah, I quite like this episode. We had a lot of you know, this wasn't a character moments thing as much as a whole team thing. As we've, you know, something that we haven't really gotten much with the team, just, you know, talking together and finally realizing, okay, we need to go find all these powers where we haven't really been doing much. What'd you think, Colton?
They really picked just the worst possible time to start talking about their entire backstory, origins, and purpose, just in time for the spy to show up.
Yeah, exactly.
I know it's a show, but sometimes they really need to just pull back a little bit on the contrivedness.
I don't know. I mean, it was just something that they happened to mention, like, hey, we only have three. We have three keys. We need to do this. And it just, you know.
We have to narrate our whole situation while the villain just shows up in our ship.
It wasn't really narrating their whole situation. It was kind of narrating their situation. I like, there were a few character moments I really liked, like, like right in the beginning of the episode where they were transforming into Maji Gokaio, where I think Captain Marvelous goes, "Let's do this," and then they all pull out their Magi Ranger keys except for the Green Ranger, who pulls out his Geki Ranger keys. Like, oh, wait, wrong one. Because you know, normally they'd use the one that they just got, but it's like, oh, no, we're using this one. Okay. And another interesting thing where they went through all the Rangers. That's a nice thing that I like. They went through all the Rangers and their backstories to prepare themselves. Like, hey, this is what, you know, Luca was. She always looked for treasure, or whatever. And
I did like the covering of their backstories. Although I feel sorry for the Doc who just got completely ignored. He's not important.
Yeah, I was gonna go there. The Pink Ranger was a princess. The Blue Ranger used to be a member of the Zangyak clan or whatever.
Their military.
He used to be part of the military. You know, Captain Marvelous was with the Red Pirates, and Doc doesn't matter. I liked how they just. Yeah, you know, whatever. There's also this guy. He shouldn't matter. So, you know, that was kind of fun. Yeah. Anything else? There were a bunch of little moments, but this was really pushing. Like, hey, in case you haven't figured it out yet, this is what's going on.
Yeah, it was really a backstory. It was really good for people who like may have not seen the series up to this point, or for some of us, like for some people like us, it was at least decent at explaining backstories and giving us a fight.
Right. Or even you know, like. We assume for some reason that in Japan all this is for adults. It's not. It's still a kids show. So maybe the kids
aren't really sure it's for adults.
No, obviously, you know. But we sort of watch it because this isn't something that we watched when we were kids. You know, we watched Power Rangers when we were kids, so we're like, oh yeah, that's a kids show, so it's for kids. But you know, we're watching this. We didn't watch this until we were older. So we sort of think we don't really put it together as a kids show in our mind. But it is still a kids show, and so when we see it, it's like, maybe the kids didn't understand it yet. We didn't get any backstory to begin with, so they're giving us the backstory now.
I kind of get that, but I really didn't have a problem putting it together that it was a kids show, considering that I knew the Power Rangers came from that, and they're both
kids shows. You don't have trouble putting it together, but like, you know, your mind is like, hey, I wasn't watching the show when I was a kid. It's a subconscious thing where, you know, it's a kids show, but in your mind for a second, you're like, you know, you sort of don't think of that. You know what I'm saying?
I understand what you're trying to get to.
Yeah. So maybe kids didn't understand this yet, where normally you'd get a first episode where all the characters come together and all of that, and we learn about what they've been doing beforehand, whereas in this show, we didn't get that. We could jump right into the action, which we mentioned before. You know, that's got its pros and cons, but, against what we said before, where we didn't like it in Samurai, because that's not what it was meant to do, and this show is meant to do that, and so we got, hey, this is what's happening, and then now we're learning more about their backstory. So maybe the kids wanted that too, and they put a way to put a fight in there, you know, a nice fun little fight there, and some good comedy too.
The villains were an amusing duo. Mm-hmm. The older brother who's the little ball that the bigger brother who's this giant monster throws.
Yeah, exactly.
And how they have this brotherly dynamic that's so touching. The generic henchmen are all touched by it.
Yeah, and they're all pulling him back because he starts running, he's like, no, and they all have to pull him back. Yeah, it was a fun little thing.
It does at least set up an interesting challenge next episode, because they're gonna have to beat the Zangyak to the
That's right,
power.
That's right. We never knew before. Before we were just like, hey, the Gokaigers are looking for the next power, and the Zangyak are just fighting them because they're fighting them. As opposed to in this episode, where now the Zangyak know what they're going for, so now the Zangyak can try to beat them to the powers.
Although they're going to have a little bit difficulty getting to the next ones, because they won't be able to directly find them out like this one.
Well, maybe they can, though. Maybe they'll find some way.
Their little spy got sent flying.
Sure, but maybe they'll find some way that they can follow them, too. Maybe, you know, who knows? Maybe they left some sort of recording device or something. It does seem that the floating island, I believe that... That Gal Ranger also had a floating island, as Wild Force did.
Oh, I was expecting them to find Knuckles and the Chaos Emeralds.
That's clever. Yes. So it seems that they will be looking for Gal Ranger, the Gal Ranger powers.
And that preview certainly helped that realization.
Mm-hmm.
With it showing the Gal Rangers.
Well, it shows they transformed into the Gal Rangers this episode too, though.
But it also it seems to have a focus on that, and then it has who's clearly probably the Red Ranger of Gal.
Yeah, probably. And the title is The Lion Runs, so lions are...
There's no getting around this. I'm pretty sure that's the answer.
Yeah, it's probably Gyranger. All right, that's it for Gokaiger, and I guess that means that's it for the show. It was a short one this week, super, super short, because I am going to be driving all day tomorrow, so I don't want to edit so much. But remember, guys, it'll be a longer one next week. Don't worry, this won't be a 15-minute show every week or anything like that, because that's... I don't like those. And if you don't want to listen to the rest, you can always just not listen to the rest. But be sure to check us out next week. And if you want to find us on the internet, you can email us. Email us at podcastsentai@gmail.com. If you want to find us on Twitter, that's we're at Sentai Rangers. And I'm at Kuon if you want to follow me personally. You can call us on our voicemail line at 662-Sentai-0. And that's it. That's it. We're done with the show. So until next time, may the power protect you.
守りたい